听力课堂，听 class.com。
Reading: How to prepare for a job interview. In my experience as a human resources manager, many job applicants are unsuccessful because they fail to prepare for interviews. If you want to get that job, you must do your homework. First of all, learn as much as you can about the employer. It is essential that you know what the company produces or sells, who its customers are, its size, and whether it has recently expanded or is planning to. If you also understand the culture of the organization, you can give yourself a competitive advantage by ensuring you are on message during the interview. By culture, I mean the company's principles and ideals. Look out for words like mission statement and vision when you are doing your research. That is where you will find them. Most of the information you need is quite easy to get hold of. The company may have a brochure, it is worth calling to ask, or the internet is an excellent source and most companies have websites these days. You should also look at the products yourself, if possible, by going to a local branch or supplier. The next step is to get information about the job itself. You need to discover what exactly the job will involve, what sort of person the company wants, and how your skills will fit the position. This is less easy, but the general information about the company will give you some clues. I suggest you search online for the job title. There are so many websites giving information about different occupations that you are sure to find something useful. You could also ask friends if they know anyone doing a similar job that you could talk to. Finally, plan for the questions you will be asked and practice your answers. You can find lists of questions on various career websites. Have a look at these and think about how you would reply. Some of the questions will be quite straightforward. Others, however, are tricky and could catch you out if you have not thought them through ahead of time. For example, you might be asked, "What are your strengths and weaknesses?" It is not easy to give an honest answer to the weaknesses part without sounding negative unless you are well prepared in advance.
A business decision. After a long and heavy week at work, Gao Tian is feeling tired and a bit fed up. As the bus moves slowly through the Friday evening traffic, she thinks about her future and the difficult decision she has to make. Gao Tian has a good job in a national media corporation, but for some time the idea of starting her own advertising agency has been developing in her mind. Should she give up her job security and salary to risk starting her own business? Many people like Gao Tian dream of being their own boss. Being self-employed offers the chance to be in control, to be an employer rather than an employee, and to have the freedom to be creative. Of course, the possibility of financial success and future wealth is also very attractive. With such obvious advantages, it is hardly surprising that hundreds of thousands of people every year choose to pursue their business dream. Gao Tian, however, has not decided. She knows it is a big financial commitment to set up a business and that she would have to be flexible and work long hours at the beginning. Until she could afford an accountant and other staff, she alone would do all the paperwork, marketing and design, and probably take on the roles of receptionist and office cleaner as well. Gao Tian would not mind this because she sees it as an exciting part of the challenge. What is holding her back is the possibility that the business might not be successful. Gao Tian has read that the two most common mistakes that cause new businesses to close are poor market research and weak financial planning. Concerned that she has no qualifications in these areas, she plans to gain the necessary skills by taking a part-time course. But she still wonders if going into business is the right decision. About half of new companies fail in their first 3 years, often because in their enthusiasm to get started, business people do not pay enough attention to the potential problems. Gao Tian is right to be cautious, and in fact, spending time assessing her strengths and weaknesses has already increased her chances of doing well. If she does decide to go ahead with her business, her careful and professional approach may well lead to something very big in the future. After all, Bill Gates started a small business that achieved outstanding success. Why not Gao Tian?